Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I want to welcome you to the show today. If you haven't checked us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, please do. We have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we're interviewing an absolutely incredible guest, Andre Farnell. And Andre started working out at the age of 12. He was carrying over 120 pounds of cement weights through the streets of Brooklyn in his quest to, you know, build his ideal body. And he was passionate about fitness ever since he was a young child. And just by the age of 17, he was leading over 72 U.S. Army soldiers daily through calisthenic and cardiovascular training protocols in the U.S. Army. So he's just, since a young age, he's been in the field of fitness and now is one of the top fitness experts in the world. He's a corporate health and wellness specialist working with major Fortune 100 companies. And he's also the author of several books, including The Mind Behind Fitness, Get Your Mind Right and the Body Will Follow, and several ebooks as well, like The Fitness Blueprint and Healthy, Rapid, and Tasty Recipes. And I love Dre's motto that he shares with you, is that if you don't have time to exercise, then you really don't have time to live. And I believe that's so true. And listen to this interview with Dre. He shares some absolutely incredible tips, not just on fitness and on health overall, but on just success in life and why your mindset is so important to becoming fit and healthy. And that's what I see every day with people that I work with, is that, you know, the people who have the right mindset will go on and change their health. They'll lose the weight. They'll make the changes that they need to make to improve their life, whereas people who have the wrong mindset, or a negative mindset, or a mindset that, you know, that's just the way they're going to be for the rest of their life, they never make those changes and don't get around to it. So listen to Dre today. He's going to give you some amazing information on how you can make some amazing changes in your life.
Well, Dre, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background. What got you interested in fitness?
Well, Tom, I've been interested in fitness since I was about 12 years old. So I'm one of those lifers. You know, I had a lifelong relationship with fitness. I remember carrying a 120-pound weight set from downtown Brooklyn to Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, New York City, on the bus at 12 years old. And, you know, it's sort of something that never, ever left me. I went to college to go ahead. Well, first I was in the military. And in the military, I was drafted to put together the training regiments for soldiers in the U.S. Army. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from then I sort of had a passion for helping people to become stronger. And then I did the college studies. I went to Montclair State and got my exercise physiology degree. And I got two major certifications by the National Strength and Conditioning Association, as well as the American College of Sports Medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, and from then, I just sort of had the relationship with it all the way up until now.
Awesome. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you're kind of a bodybuilder, you know, you worked with the Army, you're kind of, you know, the typical, stereotypical jock kind of person. I mean, is the kind of fitness that you teach for everybody or just for people who want to be, you know, bodybuilders?
Well, initially, you know, that's where it started for me, was building my own body and building my own strength. And I believe that a lot of that came from other areas in my life that weren't, I wasn't as strong at. You know, I didn't have a great grasp on, like, interpersonal relationships and things like that because I moved around a lot as a young person. So what I became interested in was studying, like, a person's mind, like how their mind becomes strong in the area that they're weak at. So for me, fitness wasn't a problem. It was actually the thing I excelled at, but there were other areas that were weak. And, you know, over the years, I became able to see that because a person's weak in fitness doesn't mean that they're weak in other areas, too. And creating strength in fitness is the same as creating strength in any area that a person might be weak. Mm-hmm. So me building my strength in, like, interpersonal relationships and how to deal with people on a one-on-one level, because one-on-one personal training is what, you know, I got into. became stronger by using a certain conduit. And that's what I help people do, is I empower them and help them to become stronger in an area that they're not strong at.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I think that's, you make a really good point, because so many people, when they look at a bodybuilder like you, you know, they think it's so easy for him, you know, he's built with it, you know, he's built that way, and he really didn't have to try very hard to get to where he is physically fit. But obviously, we all have our own challenges in life, isn't that right?
Yep. We all have our own areas of strength. We all have our own areas of weakness. And to be able to tap into your strength from one area and actually move it to another area is what, you know, is what I've been able to do with my clients for 17 years now. So I've taken brilliant accountants and I've taken brilliant executives and CEOs, and they'd have great strength in delegation, and they'd have great strength in their abilities in business. I've had them take the qualities that made them great there and then transfer that to fitness, and then it's almost like a light switch goes off. It's like an aha moment, and they get that aha moment, and from that day on, they're transformed mentally. They're transformed in their whole being. You can see it over their face. They become people that are never, ever going to go back to being unfit again, and it's a great thing to actually be a part of. I love what I do.
That's awesome, and you also make another great point there that we're all good at something in life, right? But we might not be good at fitness. We might be, you know, overweight or struggling to get into shape. So how do you take, you know, something you're really good at and transfer those skills into fitness?
Well, what I did was I actually developed a method of training. It's a 9-step program, and it's called the Better Body Method. And in that method, you know, we start from where you are mentally, where you are physically, and the first step is just getting real. It's tapping into your strengths. It's tapping into your strengths physically as well as your strengths mentally, and also your weaknesses. So getting real with yourself, understanding what you're good at, understanding what you're not good at. And then I boil it all down to a sentence. And the sentence is basically a combination of who a person is in failure and who a person is in strength. So who you are in failure can be summed up in within 4 to 6 words. And who you are in strength can be summed up in 4 to 6 words. And so what I do is I put together that sentence, take that sentence, which was the old sentence, and we transplant who you were in the face of failure with a strong sentence that makes it conducive to exercise. And then you use that new sentence to sort of tap into the abilities that you have when you are strong. So it's taking your failures, who you are in the face of failure, and making it something conducive to exercising on a regular basis.
So give me an example. I mean, what do you mean with these sentences? What kind of stuff have you used before?
Alright, this is what I'll do. I'll share mine, right? My sentence is, in the face of failure, I'm in control. So everything in my single life, in my life, is based off of me being in control. I could trace that back to how I played as a kid. I could trace that back to how I was in relationships with females. I'm in control. And I can also trace that into being in the gym. I'm in control. I'm in control of my body. I'm in control of the way I move in the gym. And then the other part, the second part of the sentence, would be, how do I get people off of my back? Because in order for a lot of people not to be successful at fitness, they have to blow it off. So how do you blow people off that are bothering you when you're caught in a mistake or you're caught in a problem? So what I do is I say, I'll fix it. And that usually gets people off my back. So my sentence is, I'm in control, I'll fix it. Well, guess what? I'm in control. control, I'll fix it, works perfectly in a gym. I'm in control of the way that I work out. I'm in control of my body by being fit, being strong. I'm in control of the weights that I'll choose, and I'll fix it means I'll try a different method every single day, and I'll keep it interesting, and I'll keep it not being boring. So I'm in control, I'll fix it, works for the gym, but guess what? It doesn't work in relationships. Have you ever tried dating a girl and tell her I'm in control, I can fix it?
It doesn't work.
Like that doesn't work, right? So especially if you say, I'm in control of you and I can fix you, then you're going to be single for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that I'm in control, I can fix it is me being real. And then saying, that's why I work really good, and that's why I work really good in exercise and in bodybuilding. You have to be in control, and you have to be willing to fix a part of your body all the time. So that's sort of why I gravitated towards it. But and it's also why I had problems with dating, you know, and I didn't have to change it because I'm in control. I can fix it. Works perfectly for a trainer. Works perfectly for a bodybuilder. It works perfectly for the things I gravitated towards. But I did have to change it in my relationships. And so I had to adopt a new sentence for dealing in relationships. Mm-hmm. That new sentence is what gave me new outcomes and what has me now in a relationship where it's very serious and I'm on my way to becoming married. Mm-hmm. So that would be my come away with it. But a lot of people have a lot of different sentences, mm-hmm. and none of them are wrong. And I train from a place of no judgment. Nothing's wrong, nothing's right. Mm-hmm. When you take morality out of it, then you get what is. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can really start to add some great depth to your life, mm-hmm. when you deal with what is, as opposed to judging everything all the time. Like, oh, my body's fat, oh, I'm too skinny, oh, I'm too... That judgment and that rigmarole is what keeps a lot of people away from excelling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, along that, you know, getting real and examining these sentences and making new powerful sentences, declarations, and then living into those declarations, no matter what, is what gets people lifelong changes. But it takes some time to find it, and, you know, that's why there's 9 steps and not just 1 step to my Better Body Method of training.
Right, exactly. You know, so many people, they want that easy solution, that quick solution. They want that overnight, you know, results. And so they turn to, you know, the weight loss pills, the diet pills, surgery, you know, anything to get rid of the weight overnight. And it just doesn't work.
You know, it just doesn't work. One of the things that I absolutely love about fitness, if you come at it from a place where your mind and you renew your integrity, every day and make it a practice, you can change your mind at the flip of a second. You just have to have awareness. And so raising awareness is another thing that I definitely do with my clients, is I raise their awareness of stuff. Subconscious eating, like a lot of people do things subconsciously. Sometimes people spend their whole day in the subconscious fog. Well, if you're more conscious, you're going to pick and choose and make decisions on a more frequent basis. And that alone can help you lose weight, because you'll be conscious of the way that you're choosing foods. You'll be conscious that you sat down for 3 hours and you need to get up. You'll be conscious. Your body calls for things all the time. And if you're not conscious enough to live from what your body is telling you to do, like your body might be telling you to stand up. Your body a lot of times says, your body and your mind and your spirit a lot of times says, don't eat that. But if you're not conscious, you won't be able to tap into that ability. And so you can change your mind when you find yourself going down an unconscious road. So, you know, one thing that a lot of my clients say is that, I'm conscious. I'm there. I'm thinking. So those are like things that they say that brings them back to not making the same choices that they've made for the past 10, 15, however many years.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, that you've got to be conscious, and that I think that is the first step for sure, is that awareness that things need to change if you want to change your body. And, you know, just doing the same thing you did the last 10 years is, you know, it's going to get you to where you are today. So if you want to go a different route, you know, if you want to get a different result, you've got to change what you're doing. And it really just starts with your awareness, with your mind, and with your intention.
Absolutely. Intention is so important.
And so is coaching, obviously, right? I mean, it helps to have, you know, a role model, someone to support you, because, you know, so many of us, if we're overweight, you know, a lot of our friends are overweight, and we all, you know, if I go out with my friends, you know, they're all eating, you know, chocolates and desserts, and they're not exercising, things like that. So who we are around influences us, right? So isn't that why it's so important to have a coach and have a trainer?
Yeah. Well, I believe that is very important to have multiple coaches in life. I believe that anywhere where you are not succeeding, you're not succeeding because you don't have a certain amount of knowledge or a certain amount of awareness that's in that area, arena of life. Mm-hmm. So it could be anything. It could be fitness. It could be how to write the perfect resume. It could be whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a certain amount of awareness in it, then it makes perfect sense to get somebody who does. And then guess what? At some point, you will outgrow that person. And so you outgrow that coach, and then you find another coach to take you to the next level. And so it's always a process of taking what you don't know, and making it something that you do know you don't know, and then knowing it.
You know, that's so true. I mean, even Tiger Woods, the best golfer in the world, still has coaches, right? He's still learning.
Absolutely. Always be learning. And that goes back to consciousness. If you're conscious, you always have this, humans have this hunger to know and to do. There's always a hunger and a thirst to know and to do. We're sort of like an advancing race. Mm-hmm. The human race is just an advancing race of individuals. Mm-hmm. A lot of these insights that I've been able to put together come like from studying what makes humans being. What makes a human being? Like the study of how humans are, and across cultures, across anything, it's how humans are, mm-hmm. how humans be. And one of the things that, you know, is a shared trait among humans all everywhere is that we're always advancing, always growing, searching for the next thing.
Absolutely. We all want to learn more and do better.
Right. Well, and a body is a result of a person with a body who is in shape and fit. It's a result of knowing a lot of things, mm-hmm. and also a result of knowing themselves. Mm-hmm. having the knowledge of yourself is always going to tell you to take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, that's just an innate thing that comes along with knowledge, seeking knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, we're going to have to continue this conversation later because we're out of time for today. But Dre, where can people find out more about you and the work that you're doing?
You can definitely find out more information about me at www.betterbodyexpert.com. Also on Twitter, I am at BebexDre. That's BebexDre. And on Facebook, you can join the fan page, the Better Body Expert LLC fan page. There I put up exclusive videos dealing with mindset coaching and fitness training. So you can get exclusives on the fan page, the Facebook fan page.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Dre.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. If you don't have time to exercise, then you really do not have time to live. And that's my mantra for living.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Knowles again. Hope you loved the show today with Dre Farnell. Hey, remember, check out his website, betterbodyexpert.com. And if you haven't, please leave us a review on iTunes. We would love to hear what you think about the Authentic Health Coaching Show. So check us out on iTunes and leave us a review. Let us know how we did, what you liked best about the show. If there's anything you didn't like, let us know what we can change and improve, because we're here to serve you. If you have any questions, you can ask us anytime at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Have a great day. Take care.